Hello.
Hey, folks.
All right, you guys should know the drill by now, but if you're new to this podcast, it's called Dungeons and Creeps, and
This is a podcast where I wear clown outfits while Danny tells me some creepypasta, and I turn it into a D&D character and then fight it in my virtual reality headset.
Two out of four of those things are true.
Five out of seven of those things are true.
All right. And only one of those things is wrong. Brody, you know which pasta we're doing today?
No, I was not paying attention.
Well, it's called Tails Doll. Do you know what the Tails Doll pasta is?
Can't say that I am. But we didn't do an introduction, though, of who's here with us.
Oh, yeah. So my younger sister is kind of chilling behind the mics.
Say sa.
Sa.
All right, cool. Hi, Cody. Anyway.
Oh, my God, my husband. I love him.
We love Cody.
I have to link this to him now. Damn it.
Okay.
Please tell me it's about DuckTales.
No. Don't leave. Brody, come back.
It's obviously about doll tails. All right. Did you not hear?
Do you know what the tails doll is, Brody?
Oscar took your spot. You are not allowed anymore. It's Oscar's podcast now.
Well, fuck.
Hi, this is Mr. Nugget. All right, but
do you know what the Tails doll is in terms of, like, Sonic lore?
No, that sounds... I know what Tails is.
Yeah.
Is Tails doll, like, an actual lore thing, or is it, like...
I don't know. It's, like...
I'm a Sonic fan, but I don't remember
it's
any...
It's a playable character in Sonic R, which I've heard is the best Sonic game.
Isn't that the racing one?
Yep.
So, the racing game. Best game. Actually, I don't know. I like Sonic 06, but, like, people say that's the worst game. But Silver was in it, and when you did a player versus player, when people were running on walls, you could freeze them midair, and they would lose all momentum and just fall to their death. It was so cheap.
Whoops. So, the Tails Doll creepypasta is... a creepypasta that has been told and told again. Basically, a bunch of people just ripping off the exact same creepypasta, even right. though it's pretty terrible. But, I mean, weeby enough to gain enough fan art, so...
Oh, God, yeah, I know what the Tails Doll is, never mind.
So,
I remember.
The story, it basically goes that this guy or this girl buys a copy of Sonic R for their child, and the child accidentally summons the Tails doll.
First of all, right off the bat, those parents should be arrested for child abuse.
For giving them
Sonic R.
Sonic R. Well, so did you know the Tails Doll creepypasta is a ritual creepypasta?
I'm sorry, my information's a bit cold.
So you know the Midnight Man and Hide and Seek Alone and the Living Doll game?
You mean stupid...
I've only done two of those.
You mean stupid things white people do when they're bored?
I've played the Midnight Game, and I have played Hide and Seek Alone. Yeah. I have not.
Why there's demons in your room.
No, there aren't. Shh. Not anymore. Right?
We saged the room.
Okay, because I'm not. I wouldn't sleep in there if there were.
I have also played the Closet Game, and...
I'm sorry, we're getting so off topic, but... Yeah. No, I'm getting more off topic.
But anyway, so those games that are basically...
You just interrupted him.
Okay.
Yeah, I said I was about to get more off topic.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do you do these things if you've had supernatural experiences that we will talk about in a later episode for Dorkoween?
Yep, we shall.
Because she hasn't had supernatural experiences, only me.
Yeah. Do you want to share your stories for Dorkoween?
Sure.
Sweet. Okay. So we've got Beth going to share her creepy-ass stories, special guest for Dorkoween. Anyway, stay tuned for that. But no, the Tails Doll creepypasta is up with the likes of creepypastas made to give idiots like myself a thrill.
I said it, not you. I mean...
What?
Shit.
Well then, thanks for tuning in, guys.
And I have collected, or I've not collected, I have found a collection of all of the possible ways you can summon the Tails doll.
Wait, is this a creepypasta or a ritual game that we're doing?
Yes.
Okay, we're not doing it, but we can talk about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it. I'm going to read them off to you.
Okay.
So first one is go into your bedroom at 11 p.m. and play Can You Feel the Sunshine backwards, and you will see him, and him is italicized.
I literally do that every night.
Yeah, I was about to say, shit, son. Where you at?
Never seen him before, so.
Okay.
Fake news.
So, number two.
Yeah.
Complete Sonic R. This will attract Tails Doll to you. If you do complete 100% of it, Tails Doll is supposed to come after you.
Tails Doll is on the villain wikia.
I don't know what that means.
The villain's wikia. It's like a wiki page, but for all villains. And it goals to commit as much murder and chaos as it can.
Me.
To defeat or kill the 8 pure souls or 7 pure souls. Crimes, mass murder, soul stealing, property damage, betrayal, slavery, kidnapping, stalking, monstrous demon.
It just sounds like a Saturday night to me, so.
Okay, they do. They're saying that most of this information is from a creepypasta. That's dumb.
I don't understand why it's called creepypasta. Why isn't it called, like, scary noodles?
Spooky noodles.
Spooky nuggets. Spaghetti.
Paranoid pasta.
Yeah, why is it creepypasta?
I don't know.
It's a good conversation to have. What do you think, Oscar? Lick my nose.
What's a spooky word that starts with L?
Ooh, I just thought of either linguine or levitating. So.
Levitating linguine.
That's pretty spooky.
Yeah, it spooks.
Only if it levitates into your mouth.
Right. Massacre macaroni.
LOL. We're just talking about all the kinds of creepy pastas, you know?
Yeah.
Spooky spaghetti.
Spooky spaghetti.
Mayhem macaroni. Levitating linguine.
Oh, dear.
All the spooks pasta. All right.
Don't touch my spaghetti. All right, so second one. Complete.
Sonic R.
Sonic R.
100%.
If you do it, Tails Doll is supposed to come after you. Oscar hit the mic there, I'm sorry. We have a huge cast today, we have our dog as well. So, number three, tag 4 characters. After completing the game 100%, play as Tailed Doll on Resort Island. You have to tag all the players, leaving Supersonic for last. This gives Tails Doll enough power to escape into the real world.
Cool story, bro.
Number four. Go into a dark bathroom and shut the door. Look at the mirror and sing Living in the City, or you can sing Can You Feel the Sunshine or Acid Remix. You are using a recording. It's more effective, starting with an A, if it's backwards. How are you supposed to sing that backwards?
I love options.
How are you supposed to sing...
Wait, hold on. I gotta check. Continue. I just gotta double check what Living in the City is.
Okay.
I hope it's the song that I think it is.
Oh, dear.
I kept thinking that she was gonna say, like, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? It didn't happen. Like, go into the bathroom, shut the lights off.
Oh, my God. Oscar, stop hitting the mic.
Nope, it's not the song I was thinking of.
Okay. Well, basically, what was... Those are 2 songs from the game, because the game was, like... new, and it had more space than games at the time, so they wanted to, like, show off what they could do by putting really complex songs in it, apparently. It's too bad it was a shitty game.
Wow.
All right.
That's an opinion.
Number 13. All right.
Number 5. Summons. What's it say? What's the first 2 words?
At exactly 11 p.m.
At exactly 11 p.m.
Go into your bathroom. Make sure everything in the bathroom is locked. Doors, windows, etc. And turn
soap
off the lights.
Bottles, shampoo.
All of it locked.
All of it. Everything.
The bathroom must have a mirror, since this is how he appears. Shit.
Do you ever go into the bathroom and it doesn't have a mirror?
Okay, well, fuck. All of our mirrorless bathrooms won't work.
Yeah, like...
Do bathrooms? Genuinely, have you ever been to a bathroom that doesn't have a mirror? No. I think I have.
I think maybe once, but it was like a shitty gas station, you know?
I'm gonna remove all the mirrors from my bathroom. I don't like looking at myself.
Spite.
Alright. Play Can You Feel the Sunshine in the Dark Bathroom? It Can Be Acid Remix. Try singing along with it. Wait a few minutes after it ends. It won't work if you leave. If you stay and wait, he might come. If you're unlucky, Tails Doll will appear and force you into a deal. If you decline, he'll kill you. If you're lucky, you can try to get out of it. If you can, unlock the door anytime.
I love that they're like, you can, like, sing it regular or acid remix. Like, we don't care if you're edgy. Like, no.
Works. Nightcore also works, but he'll just judge you harshly.
Alright, true. Fuck Nightcore.
Honestly. Nightcore is just edgy Alvin and the Chipmunks music. Don't at me.
True. Oh my god, Brody said, I'll wait, and then don't at me, at like, one after another today.
They know what they should know what to do.
Okay, other outcome. Mm-hmm. Tails Doll might not appear, but you will catch a glimpse of him in the mirror, a red light similar to the one of Tail Doll's head.
Unless there isn't a mirror.
Well, fuck.
Yep.
Will appear. This is the gem, and it's called a blood gem. If you see this, then he won't kill you, but rather watch you. He might kill you later. This is extremely rare, so he may be taking a special interest in you. This is supposed to happen if you play the acid remix instead of the regular song. And then at the bottom, it says, tell me if it worked, please.
Is this it?
There's one more that I've heard of.
Okay, also, how come it's like includes the like rare part at the very end? Like, hey, you can use the acid remix. Blah 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 blah. Oh yeah, he'll kill you if you use the acid remix.
No, he'll watch you, and he might kill you later.
He might kill you later. He might just be really lazy or really tired.
Or he might have taken an interest in you.
Or he's just tired.
Okay.
Okay. So the last one that I know of is, if you draw a picture of the Tails Doll, he'll show up. So, like, all those fan artists out there, you're dead.
Sketchpad, snap, snap.
Bye-bye.
I don't even know what he looks like. I could draw him.
Bet. Anyway.
Bet.
So, is it my turn to the system?
Yeah, Brody, work your magic.
All right. So, no. Sorry, squad fam. So, here's what I was thinking. Warforge.
Okay.
Variant.
Warforge variant. Explain that to me.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You're a normie. A Warforge is like a construct, a humanoid construct, basically a robot, right?
Okay.
But we're doing a variant.
Okay.
Where they are reskinned.
As a doll?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are, like, it's cursed to be attached to a specific song.
Okay. So, like, if a bard plays that song, you're dead?
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, he is very adept at riding vehicles, like carriages and horses.
Okay.
For no reason.
Just cause?
Yeah, just cause, you know, origin.
Does all right. Like mirrors?
Is this, like, more of a DM tool, or?
I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Like, maybe the players are tricked into performing it, and it's like, hey, spookoos. There's a critter scooping around.
If you wanted to, could you turn it into a playable character?
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess Tails Doll is too lame.
Yeah.
I love how we're basically creating the epic D&D creepypasta session.
Oh, yeah.
One podcast at a time. Okay.
Okay, so this kid is really into this one music, and whenever someone sings it, he, like, falls in love with them and, like, is so tranced by them that he wants to murder them to keep them in his basement.
Hold on.
And then he looks at himself in the mirror every day and says, "You are amazing." That's it.
Wait, I think you just gave Brody an idea.
Okay, similar idea,
mm-hmm.
But a glamour bard.
A glamour bard who entrances people with his music?
Maybe. Yes, I'm thinking that's what it is.
Okay.
So we got a couple ideas. The player character one's obviously going to be a lot harder to do because this guy's kind of like one of those like Bloody Mary would be even dope to do.
Yeah, we could do Bloody Mary next time.
Not a creepypasta.
Kind of. It's an urban legend.
No. Creepypastas suck.
Creepypastas aren't real. Bloody Mary is real. It's a drink. I know it.
Adore. Adore. No, but yeah. But, we should do an urban legend version of this, but it'd be too easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bloody Mary. Ooh, she can teleport using mirrors. You know what I mean? Like, it's be too easy. But, so, recap.
Recap? All right. So, Tales Doll. Spooky Doll. He is he's more useful as a DM tool than anything else. Could be a glamour bard, but you'd have to work on your own stats for that and probably manipulate it a shit ton.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like one of the things that, like, oh, it just appears when you do these things and kills you. That's it. There's nothing else to it. It doesn't say how.
A DM tool that is a Warforged reskinned as a doll that
really
is summoned when
a
bard
a
plays a certain song, a certain...
Or anybody. Really.
Yeah, anybody. A certain song.
Mm-hmm. And it likes mirrors.
What's the song?
Can you feel the love tonight?
All-star. Hey now, you're an all-star.
A remix, a trap remix of Hey Now, All Star, and Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, it has to be super edgy, though, because
yeah,
you know
trap
he loves the
remix.
Edge.
Crawling in my skin.
You can leave when you want. Speaking of leaving.
This isn't your house.
Well, all right. We reached the 20-minute mark.
Just about.
Just about.
We're closing in.
Yeah.
Right about.
No.
No.
Nope,
10 seconds from now.
Well.
All right, what are we going to do in the last 8 seconds? 7, 6. Anyway, so hey everyone, we just want to say thank you so much. Tune in for more Dorkaween specials. Bye.
We're not ending it
Shut
like that. So, next few videos are probably gonna be recorded tonight, and they're gonna be
why would you tell them that?
Because
no,
we can let them in.
And they will never know.
Well, they're going to be tutorials on how to do some spooky Halloween makeup.
Spook.
That I've picked up during my time in like doing some film and shit.
I was gonna comment on that video where you're like, yeah, it's gonna be like makeup tutorials and that kind of stuff, but it was like really late and I didn't want everyone to know that I was awake, so I didn't.
What was
well,
the
it's
comment?
Not just gonna be makeup
I was
tutorials.
Say, like, LOL makeup tutorials.
If you, we don't have all of the videos for
I know, but like when you said that, maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to the viewers. we don't have all of the videos for Dorkaween planned out. I mean, again, there is going to be one every day.
For a costume for Oscar. Well, that's a vlog.
We should. Anyway, but we are...
there's going to be a lack of Brody in these upcoming videos.
True. We could, if you want us to do any of these Tales Doll challenges or whatever,
we will not.
I will.
No, you won't, because this is my house.
Right? Like, you think you would learn a lesson after...
Oh my god, it's a fucking Sonic character.
You can go to... But it's like, invite... It's like saying, yeah, it's fine. I don't care. You can be here.
Fine.
You can go to someone else's house and do it, but
yeah.
Not my house.
Yeah.
Leave
not
a comment below. Leave a comment below if you have any requests for this upcoming Dorkaween.
Oh, well, it's just going to be me commenting.
We will definitely take all requests.
Like 100%.
Making caramel apples? That'd be a good video.
Ooh.
Carving pumpkins.
See, we got this. We got this down, folks.
Yep.
We geniuses. Anyway, we done? We scooching?
We done. We love
scooching.
You guys.
Love you. Talk
the
to you later.
Oh, sorry. The last pumpkin I carved was Starbucks logo.
That's pretty Gucci.
That's pretty white.
Yep.
Actually,
I was dressed as a white girl for Halloween.
Actually, really low key, want some Starbucks.
Facts.
Like they have really good hot cocoa.
We are getting way off track. All right, Darklings.
All right,
love you.
Like and comment down below what your favorite Starbucks drink is,
or any suggestions for Dorkaween.
And subscribe.
We love you. Oscar.
That's why. That's it. That's the only reason.
All right. Love ya.